Hi there. My name is Jerry. My call is W6TJP. You and I are going to be seeing a whole lot of each other for a while because I am your instructor for the Code Quick course. Together we are in for some new ideas, some hard work, and the excitement which comes from succeeding in something we really want to do. If you haven't yet read the course introduction in the manual, you should stop the tape and read it carefully now. You should not proceed until you have a good understanding of this course and its principles, since it is different than anything you have ever used before to study the code. Stop the tape now and read the manual. Did you notice that your manual lists the materials that you will be needing for each lesson? In lesson number one, you will want to have ready the W alphabet card, a pencil, and some scratch paper. Be sure that you are able to devote the next 20 minutes to uninterrupted, undisturbed study. If during any lesson you are interrupted for more than a couple of minutes, rewind the tape to the beginning of the lesson and begin again. The International Morse Code is made up of a series of beeps, some long and some short. See if you can tell which are long and which are short in the following series. That was a long. A short. A long. A short. Another short. A long. A long. A long. A short. Listen again. This time take your pencil and write dang, D-A-N-G, for a long sound, and it, I-T, for a short sound. That's right. I want you to write dang, D-A-N-G, for each long beep, and a it for each short beep. Are you ready? Here we go. You should have written dang, D-A-N-G, on your paper. Ready? You should have written dang again. Here we go. That's right, you should have written it. Listen again. You're right, it was another it. Ready? A dang that time. Ready again? And it. Again? Another it. And finally? Right, that was a dang. You are correct. Now, if you missed any during that practice session, rewind the tape and run through it again until you can tell the difference between a short sound and a long one. The letters sound very different as long and short beeps are combined into patterns. Listen to the different sounds of each of these letters. Our goal is for your mind to automatically respond with lightning speed to the sound of each letter so that the series of beeps causes the letter to pop instantly into your head. If you have been used to thinking of these beeps as dots and dashes, or even dahs and dis, I want you to stop doing that now and simply memorize the English phrase which I will teach you for each letter. If you change the English phrase to dots and dashes in your mind before you picture the letter, you may always be so slow that you may never get to 15 or 20 words per minute. If, on the other hand, you learn to use my system, the letters will instantly fall from the sky and 15, 20, or even faster will be a breeze. Now let's start with the W letter card. The baby in the picture is obviously very upset. His problem is that his bottle has run out. He has now been screaming for 15 minutes, and no one has come to his aid. What he is saying amid all those tears is, "Mawawa, Mawawa." Be sure that you realize that the sound, which is W, is Mawawa. Say it with the same inflection as it says when it sounded from the key, or listen to it. It's a short followed by two longs. Now close your eyes and picture the words coming from the exasperated baby's mouth. Mo-wa-wa. Mo-wa-wa. Are you going to help him or just let him scream? Now open your eyes and take a fresh look at the babe. Turn the card over and listen to the code as it is sounded. Each time, repeat Mawawa and trace your finger over the W on the card. This is very important, so the image of the baby becomes associated with the W letter. Continue to repeat Mawawa until the thought of the baby makes you think Mawawa each time. You should be able to repeat the picture in your mind without looking. What is the letter? What does that sound alike for the letter? You're right, the letter was W, and the sound alike is Mawawa. Listen to it as I key it. Did you notice that the Wawa has the letter W? And that'll help you remember that the letter we're practicing is the W. Mawawa. Listen again. You might want to stop the tape recorder and practice with this letter alone for a couple of minutes until you can almost visualize yourself coming to the baby's rescue. The important thing is that you are able to visualize the picture and each time repeat Mawawa. Later, when you hear the tape say Mawawa, you will automatically think of W. Another exercise that we will use throughout this course is writing the letters in the air using your whole arm while you are looking at the picture. Not just with your finger. You have to get the large muscles of your body sending messages to the brain to get through all those cobwebs. Don't skip this phase. Be sure the letter is at least 1 foot high as you write it in the air. Come on, it's not so hard. Let's give it a try. Repeat Mo-wa-wa each time. Mo-wa-wa. Mo-wa-wa. You will find it very helpful to run your finger over a rough surface while tracing the letter under study. A carpet, bedspread, or a piece of fine sandpaper works very well for such a textured surface. Stop the tape now and find such a surface. All right, let's trace the letter W on our textured surface while I key it. Are you ready? Remember to repeat Mawawa every time. Here we go. Good. You're doing just fine. So let's make your task a little tougher. I'm going to send several letters in Morse code. I know you don't know most of them, but see if you can pick out the W's. Remember to say Mwawa each time you hear that new letter. Say no each time the letter sounded is not a W. Are you ready? Here we go. No. Mwawa, right. No. No. Mwawa, right. Mwawa again. No. No. Mwawa, you're right. Did you get them all right? If not, continue to go over this segment until you can get them all correct. If you think you have the idea, you are now ready for your first check test. Write W for each W in this series and no if the letter sounded is not a W. Number your paper from 1 to 10 for this test. Ready? This is check test number 1. Here we go. You should have written no. I'm not going to give you any more hints. Here we go. Okay, the answers for check tests are found in the check test key. Stop the tape and see how you made out. Okay, if you're back with us, record the number you got correct on the graph for check test number 1. If you made some errors, continue to work until the test is taken with 100% perfection. Now take a break of at least 1 hour, but try to come back for lesson 2 today. The best plan will be for 3 20-minute sessions per day, spaced apart, until you know all of your letters. Try to arrange uninterrupted time. While you are away from the lesson, try to visualize the W and repeat Mwawa periodically. In the next lesson, we will add 4 new letters, so be ready for some real work. Lesson number 2. Check your materials now and be sure that you have the necessary items. Are you ready for a real work session? Be sure that your room is free from distractions and other noises. Don't try to learn the code if the TV is on or if other noises are present in the room. I need your undivided attention. During this lesson, we will learn the letters K, A, T, and E. In the next lesson, we will then add Y, O, and S. By that time, you will already know 8 out of the 26 letters of the alphabet. See if you know this letter from your previous lesson. Ready? Do you recall the picture? How about the sound alike for the picture? You're right. It was W, Mwawa. If you forgot it, rewind the tape and review lesson 1. If you got the W correctly, you are ready to post it in the Letters I Know scoreboard. Pin, tape, or glue the small letter W up in your shack. That's the place where you're going to put your own ham equipment later when you have it. And this will remind you that you've already mastered the W. You will soon add many other letters on your way to total mastery of the alphabet. Stop the tape and do it now. Stand the W sound-alike card and put it up near you so you can see the W side. Next, hold the sound-alike card for the letter K. Do you recognize that creature? From Australia, it's the traditional kangaroo. The sound for kangaroo is long, short, long. Kangaroo. 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 Close your eyes and picture yourself trying to pet the baby. He's so cute. Oops! You've made the mother kangaroo mad, and she turns and gives you a solid karate chop with her foot and then bounds away, leaving you stunned and shaken. After all, you were just trying to be friendly. Your eyes follow as she goes hopping across the Australian outback. Her gallop is not smooth, but goes kangaroo. Kangaroo. Can you hear the very slight laugh in her voice? Open your eyes and get a good grasp of the picture of the kangaroo and say, kangaroo, as I sound the sound alike. Ready? Kangaroo. 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 Close your eyes again and visualize the kangaroo as you listen carefully to the sound. Say kangaroo each time the sound is coded. Kangaroo. Now open your eyes and look at the letter K. One pointer is in order at this time. As you trace or write letters while copying Morse code, try to do it in a way which lifts your pencil from the page as seldom as possible. This will help your speed later when this will be important. No lost motion means faster copying. Try to avoid the development of any bad habits now. Now back to the letter K. Trace it with your finger each time the code is sounded. And say kangaroo. K. Kangaroo. K. Kangaroo. K. Kangaroo. K. Okay, try tracing it in large print on a rough surface. Here you go. How about some big muscles in the air? Let's trace it in the air. Here we go. Remember to sound the sound alike each time. Okay, let's add our old friend W. Remember? Mwawa? Let's listen to it again. Each time you hear Mwawa, the W, say Mwawa and write W on your paper. Each time you hear the K, say kangaroo and write K on your paper. Are you ready? Here we go. You should have written K, W, W, K, W, K, 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 W. How did you do? If you got it all right, let's put the K sound, a light card, up next to the W, and you're ready to add another letter to your two old friends. Take the sound-alike alphabet card for the letter E. Notice the pretty lady is very upset by a very small event in her life. The mouse said, eek, and the lady responded, eek. E is made by a very short eek. Focus on the picture until you can reproduce it in your mind, and reproduce eek each time the E is sounded. Ready? It's the letter E. 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 Now close your eyes and picture yourself coming to the aid of the fair damsel in distress. Be sure that you can visualize the picture of the frightened lady. Trace the letter as it sounded. Remember to repeat the sound alike each time the E is sounded. Are you ready? Here we go. Now trace it in the air. Remember, keep the visual picture in your mind and repeat the sound alike as you trace the letter E in the air. Here we go. Okay, now write an E on a textured surface each time the E is sounded. Here we go. E. The E is a very important letter, even if it is the shortest of all sounds, because it appears in so many words. Be sure you practice it enough to have the picture firmly set in your mind. Do you remember the sound alike for the letter K? kangaroo? Do you remember the one for the W? Mawawa. Now let's add the sound alike for the letter E and see if we can keep them all straight. Say the sound alikes as you write the symbols for each letter. Are you ready? That was an E. That was a W. That one was a K. That was a W. An E. Another E. That was a K. A W. A K. And finally an E. Okay, how you doing? Let's write these letters as they are sounded. If you wrote E, E, K, E, W, E, K, you are ready for the last letter in this series. If you made some mistakes, rewind the tape and go through this sequence again. Place the letter E sound alike card where you can see it next to the W and the K. And next, take the A alphabet card and study that picture carefully. The doctor examining the frog says, "Say ah, say ah, say ah, say ah." That's the sound alike for the letter A. Close your eyes and picture the A as it is sounded. See if you can visualize all the details of the picture. Repeat "say ah" each time the A is sounded. Ready? Say ah. Say ah. Say ah. Notice the word say is very short. The word is pronounced say-ah. Okay, write the A in the air as you try to visualize the picture. Ready? Say-ah. Say ah. This frog was once a handsome prince, but was turned into this ugly frog by kissing the wrong princess. The doctor is examining him to see if anything can be done. Repeat "say ah" each time you hear the sound as you trace the A on the Sound Alike card. Ready? Now write it in the air. Do you think you're ready to review all that you've learned up until this time? Repeat the sound alike for each of these letters. How about A? Say ah, right, good for you. K? Kangaroo. E? E. And W? Mwawa. Again, repeat the sound alikes. Here we go. Say ah. Good for you, kangaroo. Mwawa. Now let's see if you can do these letters. Ready? Here we go. Kangaroo, the K. Say ah, that was the A. E. The E. Mwawa, the W. Say ah, good, the A. Now let's copy the code. Here we go, ready? You should have written A, K, W, then E. How'd you do? Are you ready for a quiz? Okay, let's see if you can handle it. Here we go. Paper and pencil, quiz time. You should have copied A, K, E, K, W, A, and E. All right, now you're ready for your first real word. Let's see if you can copy it. Here we go. If you copied it, it's because you've been wide awake for this lesson. That word was awake. If you're having trouble, rewind the tape and repeat this lesson. Now you are ready for the last letter of this second lesson. It's the letter T. Find the alphabet card and study the picture of the letter T. Notice the mean look on the tall gunfighter's face. He is about ready to gun you down. All you can think about is how tall he is. His hat and his body form a big T. The sound alike for the letter T is tall. It sounds like this in Morse code. Tall. 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 Now study the picture and repeat tall each time the sound is coded. Make a T out of his body, and his hat is the cross. Are you ready? Tall. Tall. Okay, close your eyes and picture that tall gunman each time he kicks up dust and acts surly. Wouldn't want to meet that critter on a dark street, would you? Tall. It's a letter T, tall. Turn over the card and trace the T each time the T is sounded, repeating tall. 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 Now trace it in the air. Okay, now on a rough, textured surface. Tall. Tall. Now close your eyes. Can you visualize every detail? If you can, T for tall will stick in your mind. Now let's begin to mix the letters you have learned to see if we need more work. First, the T and the E. Place the cards near you and point to each letter as the code is sounded. As you hear the sound, you should repeat the sound alike for each letter. Remember, T for tall, E, E. Here we go. Okay, now let's listen to K and A. Point to each letter and repeat its sound alike as we go. Remember, K, kangaroo, here we go. And A, say ah. Right, that was kangaroo. Say ah. Say ah. Say ah. Good. All right, let's make it a little more difficult. We will continue using all four of our new cards. This will be a little tougher, so you're going to really have to concentrate. Say the sound alike for each letter as you point to its card. See if you can beat me to the answer. Are you comfortable? Here we go. Kangaroo. Tall. Say ah. Say ah. Tall. Kangaroo. Eek. Okay, did you beat me?
This is the end of side one. Please turn the tape over for side two.